The Treaty of 1855 created the Yakima Nation as we know it. In the decades after, the Yakima, Washington State, and the United States are trying to figure out their new relationship, one fraught with disagreement, court battles, and even war. At the turn of the 20th century, Louise Mann was in the middle of it all, working as an interpreter for the Yakima. Now, audio recordings of Mann's strong voice have surfaced. Northwest Public Broadcasting's Enrique Perez de la Rosa reports on his legacy.
Alvin Schuster grew up hearing stories about his grandfather, Louis Mann, about how he educated himself and learned to speak English, about his work for the Yakima Nation, interpreting for its chiefs in Olympia and Washington, D.C. Now 75, Schuster never thought he'd actually get to hear him.
He died before I was born. When I heard his voice, it felt good to hear your grandfather for the first time, his songs that he sang. It was nice to hear.
What you're listening to now is a Klickitat hand gamble song, typically sung during social gatherings. Photographer Edward Curtis recorded Louis Mann singing the song in 1909. It's recorded on a wax cylinder, which is fragile and prone to damage from mold and fungus. Despite that, six recordings survived the test of time, thanks to archivists at Indiana University. The recordings are a part of Mann's legacy that Schuster and the rest of the Mann family didn't know about until last year. Schuster says he wonders why his grandfather would agree to record the songs, which include ceremonial songs for funerals.
I didn't know how to take it, other than maybe he thought when it got to 2000, everything could be gone. And it was his way of preserving and letting us know what happened.
In the early 1900s, the Yakima Nation was young. Tribal leaders were fighting a fishing rights case in the U.S. Supreme Court. They were fighting to keep Mount Adams within the reservation boundaries. That meant going to court, writing letters to congressmen, and signing documents, all in English. According to Schuster, his grandfather thought his role as an interpreter meant carrying the message of Yakima leadership to the U.S. government.
He didn't dress up in war chief regalia or chief regalia. He didn't like to lamplight himself. He'd rather be in the back at picture and not stand in front.
But Mann had a strong voice himself, as can be seen in letters he wrote to the Federal Bureau of Reclamation when the government sought to charge him and other tribal members for their water rights.
At one point in one of his correspondence, he wrote, "Who in your office is too damn white to understand my riparian water rights?"
That's Emily Washines. She's a Yakima Nation tribal member and the historian who tracked down Mann's recordings and brought them to his descendants.
He definitely represented somebody that was very just vocal. Like, he just said it. He didn't mince words, even if that was to the federal government.
He didn't comply with the government nor what the non-Indians wanted to do. He would only find a way to protect our people. It was a big shoes to try to fit.
But Schuster did fit into those big shoes. In the 90s, Schuster became an advocate for Native American education, pushing for tribal rights in D.C. and Olympia, like his grandfather. Schuster says he's thankful for his grandfather's work and for the recordings he made with Edward Curtis. The recordings include this Yakima love song, Lost to Time, perhaps sung during wedding trades, which were discouraged by government assimilation policies. Schuster hopes sharing the recordings will lead to more information about Louis Mann and connect his family with other descendants they don't know about.
When my grandfather did it 100 years ago, he thought of us. What I'm doing right now is I'm thinking about our yet unborn, just like he did.
And he hopes those new generations follow in his grandfather's footsteps. I'm Enrique Perez de la Rosa in Yakima.
I'm a son to a mother. Thank you.